This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I thank you for listening, and especially for those of you who subscribe to the Todd Wright Toddcast, so you know every time a new podcast posts. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Both are longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Let me tell you a little more about Brandon Legal Group because they are a full-service law firm. They've been servicing the greater Tampa Bay area for many years. And when they say full service, they mean full service. So let's say you have a need for divorce. Brandon Legal Group can help. You have a need for some other type of family law. Brandon Legal Group can assist. Free consultation is available either online, brandonlegalgroup.com. Just click the box that says request a free consultation. Or you can call to receive that at 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. That is Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group working on some tournament gifts for my upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXI. Papa John's offered Papa Diaz to all my players at Todd Wright Tour XXX, our Masters themed event a couple of months ago. Both terrific supporters of my podcast and Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. If you have interest in playing in one of my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, Todd Wright Tour 31 is sold out, but we will have at least two, if not more, events later in the season. Just email me personally at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I'd love to tell you about my golf events, answer any questions you have about my golf events. Yes, I'm hosting my 31st event since we started this in October of 2015. The Kirk Cousins You Like That Day was our first golf tournament because we combined it with a watch party for that particular game. That's why it's easy to remember. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. I also promote my golf tournaments and various other things that I do, such as my television appearances, my webcast, my radio appearances on VEASAN, etc., and on Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone. On my social media, ToddWright2121 on Instagram, ToddWright2121 on Twitter, or be my Facebook friend. Just promise me you will not ask me to like any additional pages. Do everything on one page, please, just like me. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Yes, this is a quick new Toddcast, considering I'm recording this literally hours after Monday morning posted the Todd Wright Toddcast reviewing all the early Westgate Superbook Las Vegas lines on week one of the 2021 National Football League season. So, I obviously am provoked to do this. And this is a bit of an angry Toddcast. Most of you are unaffected. I just hope you will agree with me that, or listen to me on the point I am trying to make. Because I've reached my end with something, and it's about to rear its ugly head again, because tis the season for both the Stanley Cup and NBA playoffs. And there are two times a year where a term is misused, often by those in the media, who I am very quick to point out are making a mistake, and then fans follow that lead and use the term as well. But if the media stopped using it, I think the fans would stop using it as well. So here's my testimony. So the two times of year are the playoff season for the Stanley Cup and the NBA, which is in sync again this year around the normal time, a little later than normal for the Stanley Cup playoffs, but close. Same with the NBA. And then when we get to October for the baseball playoffs. Why? Because these are the three sports that don't use a one-and-done format. NCAA basketball tournament, one-and-done for their playoffs. NFL, one-and-done for their playoffs. College football, one-and-done for their playoffs. There is no best of five or best of seven in golf or in NASCAR or in major tennis tournaments. Sure, there's a best of five for the match, but this term isn't really used there. So Let me give you the literal definition of the word steal. Take it as a verb, take another person's property without permission or legal right. Definition of the word steal. Take another person's property without permission or legal right. Now, there is the use of the word steal in sports that is actually a statistic. In hockey or in basketball, if you steal the puck or you steal the ball, that's actually a statistic. It's more of a statistic in the NBA, but you'll hear it talked about also in the NHL. If a player noticeably takes the puck from another player, he takes it. In that sense, in sports, it's fine. In baseball, it's fine as well, stealing a base. It's been used for hundreds of years. I have no issue with the use of the term in sports for those actions actually on the field. But somewhere along the way, I'm not sure where, because this has bothered me for generations, someone started this movement to describe a road victory in the playoffs, particularly early in a 5 or 7 game series, as a steal. The Stanley Cup playoffs are underway, and they're off to, not surprisingly, an exciting start. The first 3 games of the Stanley Cup playoffs all went overtime. And the 4th game of the Stanley Cup playoffs was awesome to watch, except if you were a Florida Panthers fan, as the Lightning defeated the Panthers in a very entertaining, hard-hitting, back-and-forth hockey game in Sunrise, Florida the other night, Lightning winning 5-4. I want to spotlight, in particular, the last 2 games played as I record this podcast on Monday at 12 noon. The Vegas Golden Knights were hosting the Minnesota Wild. There was excellent goaltending in this game. Minnesota also really dug it on defense, made some adjustments after the first period to limit the shots of VGK. Minnesota ended up winning early in overtime. Erickson Ek, one of many talented young players on the Minnesota Wild, fired a puck on net as two-time Stanley Cup champion Alec Martinez went to block the shot. It went off his skate, the blade, redirected past Marc-Andre Fleury, and Minnesota wins game one. Then, I already mentioned the nightcap, Braden Point's 2 unanswered goals in the 3rd period allow the Lightning to maintain something they had done the regular season, never losing a game after leading 2 periods, even though Jonathan Huberdeau, I mean, there were so many good individual performances in this game. Huberdeau, Point, Kucherov, and the Lightning win 5-4. I'm entertained by local news. Now, I have some people who do local news that I'm friendly with, or who used to do local news, my friend Dave Wirth for 31 years. But also local news entertains me because of the, at times, less than quality production values. Things that go wrong, it just entertains me. So Channel 10 in Tampa Bay, with the lovely Courtney Robinson, now anchoring on weekends, and a very nice woman, as Dave Wirth and I've talked about recently, because Dave used to work with her. Courtney throws to some reporter that Channel 10 either sent or contracted to work the game in Sunrise. And that reporter got this big shit-eating grin on his face when he said the Lightning stole game one 5-4. Now, I'm sure also at some point on NBCSN or the Wild or Vegas respective television cable properties, which are allowed to broadcast the first round, no round after that. The same term may have been uttered by some member of the media in Minnesota or in Las Vegas or on NBCSN to describe Minnesota's win over the Vegas Golden Knights as stealing game one. This is wrong. The definition of the word steal, take another person's property without permission or legal right. All right, let's apply it to a hockey game, since that's what angered me. Was Minnesota's win in Las Vegas, were they taking any VGK property? Did Minnesota have violate any legal rights by winning a game? Did they need permission to win the game from the Vegas Golden Knights or the NHL? The answer to all of those is fuck no. Now let's apply it to the Lightning win at Florida. Did the Lightning take any personal, any property from the Panthers on Sunday night? Any tangible property? No, it's a game. It's a game that both teams play. There's rules, and the rules and the performance of the teams produce scoring that produce a winner. Did the Lightning need permission to win that game against Florida? No. No, they did not. It's a game. They have as much of a right to win the game as Florida does. Was there any legalities violated by the Lightning winning the game 5-4? Again, fuck no. So to any media members and to those fans that sheepishly follow those media members who refer to a road win in a Stanley Cup playoff series or a road win in an NBA playoff series or in October, a road win by a Major League Baseball team in a best of five or a best of seven, as stealing that particular game, stop fucking doing it. You sound stupid. It is not an accurate term. It is not based on anything. The Lightning this year played 28 road games. They won 15 of them. That's over 50%. The Minnesota Wild played 28 road games this season. They won 14 of them, 50%. Winning road games for the Lightning, the Wild, any NHL team in the playoffs, any NBA team in the playoffs, any Major League Baseball team in the playoffs is commonplace. It is not the home team's property to win the game. The home team, the road team doesn't need to ask permission to win the game. The road team doesn't need a legal reason to win the game. Therefore, any member of the media or fan who uses the term steal to describe a road team winning a game in the playoffs needs to stop that. You sound stupid. You sound stupid. Have I made myself very clear here? Eliminate that use of the term. There is no literal translation. Do I know what you're getting at? Yeah. Is there a better way for you to say it? Yeah. So why don't you actually use your brain and come up with a better sentence? All you have to do is Minnesota won game one at Las Vegas. Tampa Bay wins game one at Florida. That's it. Use that term. Throw in an adjective if you want. Impressively wins game one. Go ahead. That's fine. The term steal does not apply. I have laid out all the reasons why. And in this world of people being too woke and offended by various things, yeah, I'm fucking offended by people who use that term steal game one, steal game two. I'm offended by that because I'm a longtime member of the media, a longtime sports fan, and I actually paid attention to grammar when I was in public school. Stop using it. Stop offending me. Stop sounding stupid. Thank you for listening. It didn't apply to most of you. But maybe you know someone who is doing it. And then please pass on any of the information that I just offered when you hear them say that, so they stop it. Let's all do our part. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.